This is Exposure on Impact 89 FM.
WDBM East Lansing.
The show that lets you know about everything that goes on at the MSU campus that you otherwise might not know about. Tune in every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm your host, Tessa Crush. Welcome to Exposure. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Exposure. You're listening to Season 14. I'm your host, Tessa Crush. In today's episode, we're shining a spotlight on Michigan State University's full-time MBA program at the Broad College of Business. We are talking about program structure, benefits, and opportunities with insights from the Associate Director of Admissions and two current students. Thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Could you guys start by introducing yourselves for me?
My name is Kate Irwin. I am the Associate Director of Admissions for the full-time MBA here at Michigan State, and also do the marketing and communications for the program.
My name is Tanya Sotelo. I am a second year MBA student graduating in April, which is exciting. And I have a background in healthcare, but I am career switching. So that's why I came for the MBA program here at MSU.
My name is Madison Mihalovic. I'm a first year MBA concentrating in marketing. And I recently took a gap year and graduated from Michigan State with also a degree in marketing.
Could you guys provide an overview of what the full-time MBA program is?
As Tanya said, the full-time MBA at Michigan State is a great opportunity for anyone who's looking to transform their career or grow in their current career. It is a two-year program. It's in person here on campus. And again, it is full-time, meaning that people do not work while doing it. So it's not a program for working professionals, but we offer, again, The full-time program has a two-year structure, and we offer five different concentrations within the program. So the first year, you would do the same classes as everyone else. You complete your business foundation courses, and then the second year is when you go into your different elective and concentration areas. So we offer concentrations in finance, marketing, human resources and strategic management, supply chain management, business analytics, and entrepreneurship. So you can either choose one or two of those during your time in the program.
How versatile.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool feature they have is that you're in MBA teams your very first year, and you get to work hands-on with your classmates full-time in person, which is awesome.
Another thing I would highlight is the diversity within the program. There's a lot of people that come from different backgrounds, and being in those teams, like Madison said, that brings a different perspective into the program that I wasn't really expecting at first. And then you really get to grow with your teammates and your...
What would you say that sets this program apart from other MBA programs?
We actually have some wonderful rankings in our program. And people here at Michigan State might not know about how great our program is on a national level and even global level. We have the number 1% increase for pre-MBA salary in the Big Ten. We have also the number 1 payback time. So that's the fastest time to pay back your MBA degree among ranked universities. We have the number 9 MBA program among public universities in the U.S. and number 8 MBA program among public universities in the U.S. That's Financial Times ranking. The other one was Forbes. And then also Broad College of Business has the number 1 supply chain management program. That's also undergraduate programs, but it flows over into the MBA program as well. So we do attract a lot of candidates who are interested in focusing in supply chain management, operations, logistics within their MBA program.
That is really cool. So to the students in the room, I'm curious what inspired you to get an MBA?
So I graduated in 2022 from Michigan State, and I had the most amazing professors in my undergrad, and I felt like I wanted more, needed more. And what I was really drawn to with Michigan State was the amazing professors and all of the great things I had heard. I'm taking classes with professors that not only teach, but are full-time having their own jobs and their own businesses. So I get a lot of exposure from not just the content in lectures, but also from their real-world experience. And I was really drawn back to that, as well as Michigan State has a very involved community. Like, there is so many things going on, the clubs, everyone's so inviting, a lot of events are always going on, so it's a great place to be, especially in East Lansing. It's super fun being a part of the program and all it has to offer.
For me, so I'm a career switcher. So I did healthcare and I was trying to go into the medical school, but eventually that had to pivot a little bit more for me. So I was like, okay, I still want to go to grad school somehow. Business was like my backup. So I got a mentor and he really helped me and coached me and introduced me to MSU actually, which I didn't know about. And I'm from Indiana, so there's, I mean, we're so close yet a little bit far. And I was like, oh, okay, MSU. I was trying to figure out like where I really wanted to concentrate in things like that. Human resources was a big one. So I know for Broad Human Resources, they have one of the top five schools. So that to me gave me a bigger interest to try to apply and be able to use the skills that I had already developed with healthcare and be able to increase them even more with the program.
And how would you say that making this decision to go back to school has impacted your life?
For me, I feel like it's been the best success I've had so far. Being a first generation student, that is huge in my family. And being Latina, there's like only 8% of people who actually go to a graduate program. And so being able to add to that percentage, to me, that's just something very rewarding and be able to help pave the path for other people to come and join as well. And it doesn't have to be an MBA. It can just be higher education in general, you know, motivating other people that anybody can do it.
It's opened my eyes to a lot of things that you can do in the world mm-hmm. with a degree. Being in the higher education, there are so many more doors that can open and opportunities that you won't get the exposure to necessarily unless you go back or make a new contact that has that knowledge. And I've just learned so much more about not only myself, but the people I've worked with, how to work with others and gain that knowledge that'll help into the real corporate world or job world.
Off of that, can you discuss the benefits of earning an MBA from MSU?
Well, from the admissions officer standpoint here, I will say I've been here in this position now for a little over 5 years. I have seen many people come into this program and leave this program, and I mean it when I say it, that this MBA program truly transforms students both on a personal and professional level. First of all, I will state as far as careers go, so you do have within the program a personalized career coach. We have the Russell Palmer Career Management Center at Broad College of Business. And so they work one-on-one with our MBA students in, you know, resume prep, coaching. There's also a career management class built into the curriculum. So there's a lot of work that goes into that. They bring companies on campus. And of course, the students themselves do their own work and they work so hard to recruit themselves too. And then of course, they're building some amazing skills within the program, both technical business skills and soft skills. So really that teamwork piece is huge because we know that once you gotta go out into the real world, in the work world, the business world, let's say you are going to be working in cross-functional teams and you need to know how to work with people who are different from you. So we really work to try and hone those skills in the program. So again, communication skills, teamwork skills, leadership skills, of course, management skills. So that really shines through, I think, when you see the transformations after graduation. So my favorite thing, I mean, I love meeting everybody. I love interviewing them. I love the recruiting I do, but I think the most rewarding part of this job is seeing everyone at graduation and talking to them and saying, where are you going? And I will remember this person who came in as a teacher and they're leaving as a supply chain manager at GM, right?
That's so cool, yeah.
And I see it so often. And it's just the way that this program transforms careers and lives is truly amazing. That's what I think is the most important part of this program.
Yeah, the resources such as the career coach and the career center seem super valuable. I'm curious what other resources there are made available to students.
I can touch a little bit about that. There's two things. There's something called Extreme Green, which I love and Madison gets to experience here before the end of the semester ends. And that to me, it allows you to have different perspectives of how to be able to be a consultant or be able to bring a solution within your team to a company or a scenario that you are presented. And last time we worked with TechSmith, so that was really neat to be able to solve a real world problem and be able to bring a different perspective of how we can help them as MBA students and what it would look like in the real life when we are actually in the field, you know, working in supply chain or HR or marketing, you know, it doesn't matter. You're there hands-on. And so that brings that different perspective. Another resource that is out there and that is really cool, and I've seen one of my classmates excel well in this, is he was able to go into the Burgess Institute. So you get to do venture opportunities and competitions. And now Elliot, shout out to him, he's like doing his company Mama, and he's excelling so much, and he has been able to find resources and funding and different things to launch his business and to see him grow. And that, like, that is also motivating to see other peers that you're working with to figure out what they're really passionate about and do it.
So you feel really prepared by the time you do graduate.
Yeah.
That's very valuable. So let's talk applications a little bit. I know that you're currently accepting applications for the fall semester. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have one intake per year. So we always start in the fall. And so we are coming up right on the end of our app cycle for the year, but absolutely still accepting applications until April 1st. So Monday, April 1st, until 11:59 p.m. So we are still accepting domestic applications until then. And those, again, would be for fall of 2024. And then if you're interested in fall of 2025, maybe, those applications will open on August 1st. So they span typically each year from August to April.
And what exactly is required?
I will start by saying, because everyone has this question on their mind, they always want to know about the GMAT test or the GRE.
Right.
For our MBA program, it's actually optional. And you do not have to meet any certain requirements. You just can choose whether or not you do take that. Taking the test and getting a good score can certainly help you stand out from other applicants. It can help you secure more scholarship funding, but it is optional. We also look at work experience. So typically our MBA students are going to have a couple years of work experience. Our average is 4 years, and I mean post-bachelor's work experience. But I will say that each year we typically accept, depends on the year, maybe 10 to 15% straight out of undergrad. So if you don't have work experience, something that you can do to help your application stand out is to highlight internships you've had, maybe any clubs or organizations that you've been a part of, leadership positions you've taken within the university. Some people highlight, you know, fraternities or sororities, things they've done in those organizations. And of course, we will also look at your resume. We'll ask for resume. We will ask for references. So 2 recommendations. And typically, you know, those are the main pieces. Oh, of course, transcripts. How could I forget transcripts? So we will look at your GPA. And other than that, though, we're going to be really focusing in again on those soft skills. So apart from the application itself, once you apply, you'll be invited to do an interview. That interview will typically be with myself, our director, Kara, or one of our graduate assistants. So Tanya here, she helps as well with some of our admissions interviews. And what we're looking for there is your fit with the program. So I don't want to know necessarily, I don't need you to repeat your resume to me. I don't necessarily need to know even, you know, the play-by-play throughout your undergraduate studies. I want to know who you are as a person. How do you fit into the program? How do you work well with others on teams? Hopefully well. How do you work with others on teams? Again, looking at your communication skills, soft skills, leadership skills, and potential to be coached. So things like that, that's what we're looking at. And so I really want to highlight the fact that you do not need a business background to do this program. Typically, 20 to 30% of our students, depends on the year, come in with a background in business. As Tanya said, she had a different background. We have musicians, we have artists, we have nurses, we have teachers, we have a lot of engineers. Then we have people like Madison, who did come from marketing and studied at Broad. We're open to all backgrounds. What we want to know is, why do you want an MBA? Make that fit clear to us. Tell us about where you see yourself going, making that journey clear to the admissions officers. And we, you know, if you can do that, we would love to see your application and hear your story.
And someone like you, Madison, you went to MSU. I'm curious, are there any benefits to someone who was a Spartan in undergrad?
Definitely. I think some of the benefits are kind of like Kate said, you get to be with a ton of people with different backgrounds. And I was always kind of in that business world, something I was in during undergrad and coming into my MBA. One of my teammates was an engineer, and he thinks about our finance completely different than I would, and I've learned how to approach it differently, but I never would have knowing that if it wasn't for him. I worked with a musician as well, and he had a more like creative spin on certain things, and I didn't also see that. I saw different sides of it. So you get really exposed to all these different people from all over the world, not just in the US, which is incredible. And all these people are also a resource due to our different ages and different backgrounds. If I have a question about what something's like that I've never experienced before, more than likely someone in either my year or the year above me has an answer, and they're there to help you. So I think one of the benefits of coming back to Michigan State is you're exposed to people that didn't just also go to Michigan State, and you get a little bit of that Michigan State flair with also the new flair from all those people coming in from all different states and like things like that.
I'll piggyback off of that. So I just want to talk a little bit about the class profile. So Tanya touched on the diversity of the class, and so did Madison. You know, we, and I'm going to talk about just right now our first year class. We have 16 different countries represented within that class, and it's a class of about 63 people. So we work really hard as a team on the admissions team to bring in people from all over the world, because we want there to be a diversity of perspectives, because you're not only learning from the classroom, you're learning, as she said, you're learning from your colleagues, your classmates, and we want you to be exposed to those different experiences, different industries, different perspectives. Right now in that class alone, we have people, for example, from the Philippines, Honduras, Brazil, Haiti, Ghana, Nigeria, China, Russia, Uzbekistan, Mexico, Taiwan, and more. So that's just the countries represented. Then we have 16 states represented. Our average age is about 28 years old in that class, and with a average work experience, like I said, of about 4 years. The other benefit for Michigan State University students or alumni is that the application fee is waived. All you need to do is reach out to the MBA office and let us know that you are applying, or have you've submitted your application, and then we will make sure to get the fee waived for you.
Amazing. So how does MSU support students financially, through funding, scholarships, fellowships?
All of those ways. So all of the financial assistance that we offer is merit-based. So as I mentioned earlier, for example, if you're looking for more funding, I do highly recommend that you do take a GMAT or GRE test, because that's a piece as one of the things, right, that's going to help you to secure more funding and strengthen your application. Other than that, though, again, we're looking at the work experience, we're looking at your transcripts, the soft skills, the different experiences that you can offer to the program, different perspectives. And so the merit-based opportunities that we do offer are in the form of scholarships, fellowships, and graduate assistantships. So scholarships can be partial or they could be full. Graduate assistantships, for example, like Tanya has, as a 10-hour a week, you get a biweekly stipend. Typically, you're placed somewhere within the MBA team. So it could be with me on admissions. It could be the career management team. It could be the academic and student services team, or maybe with a professor. But the graduate assistantship is a really good opportunity as well. And then we do have fellowships through a couple of partnerships that we have, such as Forte and Ramba.
We touched a little bit on diversity, but could you elaborate on the diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives within the MBA program?
As I mentioned, part of it is just recruiting diverse profiles, right? So we are trying our best as a team to bring in as many different people from all over the country, all over the world, different industries, different races, ethnicities, religions, genders, whatever it may be, to put this class together and put these diverse teams together, right? So that's a piece of it, right? We do recruiting. I travel all over the world. I probably was in 20 countries last year. You know, we hit the ground running. We're a small team. We're three people on the admissions team, and work really hard to do that and have a really strong diverse community within the MBA program. So with that, we also, as I mentioned, have those partnerships that we offer fellowships through. So we are a partner with an organization called Forte. Their goal is to excel women in the business world. However, that fellowship is open to all gender identities, because you can also, for example, be an ally. So we offer that to anybody who's interested in that initiative, as well as Ramba, which is focused more on the LGBTQ plus community, and allies as well. So furthering that community in the business world. So those are some opportunities that we have in the DEI space, as well as student associations, so student resource groups, on top of professional resource groups for each of the concentrations we talked about earlier. So supply chain association, marketing, et cetera. We have DEI focused ones. So there's a Black MBA Association, there is Veterans, Multicultural, which is typically run by the international students, women, mm-hmm. Spartan Pride, which is LGBTQ. So there's different associations that really work to give students experiences outside of the classroom to strengthen these different communities and, again, allyship. So the women in business, I can think of something that was so cool that I thought that they put on. So it was a lunch and learn with one of the professors, Professor Dunn. I think it was Jennifer Dunn. She hosted a lunch and learn that was sponsored by the Women's MBA Association, focused on salary negotiations. So that is, you know, typically something that not only all MBA students, but, you know, a lot of women really want to get those skills. And she hosted a really great session on salary negotiation skills. And so those kind of, you know, extra professional development opportunities, some of them go on treks, some of them just have some get-togethers to strengthen the community.
Another perspective that I, like, one reason why I'm so passionate is to highlight stories. There's always a story that needs to be highlighted where you can find inspiration or you can see, like, oh, their background is different. Every like way of career path is going to be different. And to be able to see those differences, you can find ways to align and come together. So the whole part of that the program does well is to find unity within all students, not just like my class or Madison's classes, both years, you know. And that's one thing that, like, they try to find how to be mentors and be able to continue, you know, finding those student resource groups to highlight voices overall. And I think that's one of the best things that you can do is, you know, motivate other people and find ways to be like, yeah, you can do this. Your story counts, and every story counts. And I think that's one big perspective within I that we, at least I try to be a part of, and I know Madison can talk a little bit more about her experience.
I think something that was super cool about coming into the program is that the first couple of weeks and the first month, everyone is new to the whole being back to school, the MBA scene, and all of these groups that were just mentioned and a couple more. They introduce you to a group of people that have the same similar type of things you like. And it's really cool because a lot of times you come in knowing no one, and you guys all have something in common, though, is that you wanted to go back and get your MBA. So these groups are another way of kind of helping you find your people or people who think like you and helping you find those friends that you know you can rely on immediately. I mean, we're all friends here, but there are some people who you know, hey, you're in my women's group. We do things on the weekend together. So they kind of help you build connections, not only in school, but outside of school. Those friends that you take treks on and you go to lunch and learns with. So it's a really cool opportunity, and I highly recommend them. And it's been awesome being a part of them.
Yeah. Finding one thing that you mentioned reminded me is like finding that support system. That's huge in an MBA program, trying to like either coming back to school or having to come from undergrad. That's like, it can be daunting. It can be scary. You can have imposter syndrome. You can have all these things. And just having that support system right away helps you.
Because everyone relates to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's great. And I definitely can acknowledge how daunting it is to go back to school. I'm curious what your experience was like to go back to school and how the curriculum is.
Yeah, so I was a first year coming in this past year. And it was kind of scary coming back. We had our orientation a week before school started, and walking through the doors of Minskoff, even though I've been there tons of times, I didn't know a familiar face at all. And I walked up to the first girl I saw and I complimented her blazer because it was really cool. And she cracked a smile, and that was how it was with everyone. Everyone was so friendly, incredibly open to meeting people. The person you sat down next to instantly asked you where you were from and why you were there and what you wanted to do. And I was shocked at how kind. And I walked out of that first day and I was like, wow, I think I just made 62 more friends.
Wow.
Something I kind of kept in mind was that if I'm scared, I'm sure everyone else is a little nervous. We all were kind of taking those first steps to do something for ourselves, but we all had the same mindset that first week. And it's really not as scary or daunting as it seems. Everyone's kind of like you and you're all on the same playing field walking in those doors, which was really cool to be a part of.
Yeah. For me, it was also very scary. The first time I met someone was a social day before orientation. That's my good friend, Yvonne. She's mm-hmm. from Taiwan. So I just like, I was scared, but I was like, okay, I'll just say hi to her. Just to talk to someone, right? And we hit it off and we've been close and now we like work together. We help each other. I mean, she has grown so much in the language. So I've seen her grow. She has seen me grow. And like, there's always people. One thing that surprised me very much was the people were so willing to help you. Like, I knew nothing about finance. I'm like, I don't know. This is not my strong suit. But people were there to teach you and coach you. And that to me was like, okay, they're willing to give back and maybe I can help them in a different way that I'm more skilled on and help them grow in that perspective.
That's great. And besides the program that you're involved in and everything that comes with it, are you involved in any extracurriculars?
I think I'm overly involved.
I am. Yes. So I actually hold a part-time job through the Michigan State Culinary Services. I'm a marketing assistant for them. I found I was able to take on a part-time job. Not everyone is. I just am someone who loves to kind of work. But I think a lot of it also, there's an MBA run club. It is a non-sponsored by the MBA program, but it's a group of us who got together and made a running club. So every Sunday at 9 a.m. we run around East Lansing. So that was a non-sanctioned, but an extracurricular that has now grown into the first years. As well as some of the second years are starting to join.
Yeah, I know that we've done soccer. So soccer is one. And there's just other stuff. Like we just had a lasagna night the other
awesome.
Time, like first years and second years. And that was really cool. And we were like, okay, we can find other ways to bond and other ways to just be ourselves other than focusing too much on the program. Or not that it's a bad thing, but it's like you want to do other stuff that you're interested in, build hobbies and ways to connect with other people outside of the program.
Totally. It's good to know that you are able to balance a part-time job or, I mean, you mentioned you have a podcast, right?
Yes.
I mean, doing that, like, with being a full-time MBA student.
Yes, Tanya helps us a lot. Again, she's our graduate assistant for the admissions team, and she hosts our podcast. That podcast is called Spartan Stories, The Broad MBA Perspective. If anyone wants to check it out, there's some really great perspectives there from mostly current students, but also some faculty members, and really gives some good insights into the program.
Yeah, we just recently finished a series of Women in Business series, so that's really cool to listen because there's a lot of awesome perspective, even from professors.
We work really hard to cultivate that group of people. And I will say that the community within the MBA program, as well as the Broad College, and of course, I know where most of us here are Spartans, are, you know, listening are probably Spartans. But, you know, if you don't know, the MSU Spartan community is a really special one. It's very tight knit, even though we're such a huge university. There's a spirit and a connection that is just really tangible within our community. And so when I'm trying to tell people from other countries or other states about this, I'm so excited for them to come here and feel it and see it for themselves because it's really, truly something special.
Absolutely. Sorry. Spartans love helping Spartans.
Yes. Yes.
Could you guys share some insights or advice that you have for prospective students considering the full-time MBA at Michigan State?
Take that leap of faith. And if you want to do it, know that if you join the program, you will be supported. But it's definitely a scary thing at first. But if you want to do it, go for it. And you will be successful in this program.
I would say, don't be afraid to fail, because what failure does is it makes you grow, but it allows you to become a new person, I would say. Like, that to me has been the most rewarding aspect of the program.
If you are interested in learning more about the program, you can visit broad.msu.edu/masters/MBA. And there will be tons of information there about the program, many of the things we touched on here, links to the application. You can leave your email address to receive more information. All of that will be there. So we'll be happy to be in contact with anyone who's interested.
Where else can people find you?
Social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. And then you can also find us with the handle of MSU_MBA on X, Instagram, and TikTok.
And that's it for our show. Thank you to our station manager, Delaney Rogers, general manager, Jeremy Whiting, and program director, McKenna Lowndes. And as always, thank you to you, our listeners. If you like what you've heard, come back next week. I'm Tessa Kresh. You've been listening to
Exposure.
This was this week's episode of Exposure. Keep in mind that the views and opinions discussed on Exposure are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff at Impact 89 FM. If you're interested in going back and listening to our archive of stories, feel free to check out our website at impact89fm.org. And of course, if you're interested in what's going on next week, you can tune back in and we'll see you back here. You've been listening to
Exposure.